Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is a beautiful day to be alive. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than our brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We're grateful for this day. Today is Tuesday, the 8th day of November, and God has done great things. It's marvelous in our eyes. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We know that in him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing greater than our God. There's nothing better than knowing him. He is an awesome Father. He is the one who spoke into existence the sun, the stars, the moon, the constellations, our earth. And then he stooped down and formed man and blew into man the breath of life. So we thank God today for the breath of life, and we are grateful for everyone who has joined us this morning. Those who wanted to be here could not be here, and those who will join us later, we're just grateful that God is still doing great things. He's doing some wonderful things, and each and every day we look to him because we know that all things are possible because we do believe in the Lord. And we are grateful that when we touch and agree, we're in agreement with God, we're in agreement with each other. That's what makes the difference, a major difference, because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we're just thanking God today for today. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. So Lord God Almighty, we just thank you this morning for you being our God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for how he hung on that cross one day for each and every one of us. We're grateful for the fact that he did go down into the grave, and he became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of that, we have the victory. So, Lord, we thank you today for just giving us the victory over all things. Oh, God, we know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So we thank you for the spirit of the Holy Ghost today, oh, God. The Holy Ghost, oh, God, that helps us, it teaches us, it leads us, it guides us, it reminds us of who we are in Jesus Christ. So we're thanking you today, oh, God, for just knowing who you are and who we are in you. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, my God, without you we would be nothing. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro on the sea, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, today for stability in you today, Lord. We're grateful today because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you today because Jesus is the good shepherd. And as his sheep, we know his voice. And a stranger, we will not follow. Hallelujah, Jesus. We follow after holiness and righteousness so that we will have that peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today because you are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, our shepherd, oh, God, Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. My God, thank you for healing today, oh, God. Oh, my Father, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. And we thank you, Lord, today because we can ask and we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. And we knock, the door shall be open, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace. And we thank you for peace this morning, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We know that you will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. And we
Thank you that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that you are Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness, O God. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you are Jehovah Shaboah, the Lord of hosts, O God. So thank you that you're the Lord of hosts for each and every one of us, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you, Father, today that we are forgiven, and we realize that each and every day we must die daily to sin. So, Lord, we pray that you will continue to draw to us, O God, as we draw nigh to you. You draw nigh to us, and we welcome Jesus to come on in and stuff with us. Hallelujah, Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you today for all the good things that you're doing, oh God, and even when we go through some trials and tribulations, oh God, you are right there to help us, Lord. So we thank you for the help, because our help does come from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you for being that consuming fire today, oh God. My Jesus, we thank you for that. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God. Yes, Lord Jesus, and we will continue to fight the good fight of faith, oh God, throughout the time that we're here, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you help us, Lord, as we continue to pray for this nation where we live, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we know that there are so many tumultuous things that are happening across this nation, oh God, and we pray for peace at our polls today, oh God. We pray for peace as people go to vote today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you for just blessing us to know, oh God, that if we trust in you, oh God, that all things will work just right, oh God. Everything will work out in our favor, God, because we love you, Lord, and we are the called according to your purpose, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for that, my God, my God. We pray, God, today for those who have evil intentions, oh God, to do something harmful to somebody. Oh, my Father, we pray that they will have a divine appointment today, whether it be an angel, oh God, it might just be the Holy Ghost, oh God. It could be somebody, oh God, a part of the body of Christ, oh God, that you will connect them with, oh God, and help them to know that Jesus can be their Savior. He can be their King. He can help them in their time of trouble, in their time of need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we just pray today and we bind up the strong man and spoil his goods, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind Leviathan and all the proud spirits arrayed against our lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my
In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name today, God, because you're the one who is working so wonderfully, oh God. You're doing some great things, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, today for family members, oh God, coming to Jesus Christ today, right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, it doesn't matter what they've been doing in the past, Lord. Right now, oh God, and in the future, we're looking for them to look so much better, oh God, because they're receiving you as their Lord. They're receiving you as their Savior, oh God. They're receiving you as the King, oh God.
My God, we just thank you, Lord, today that you're working, oh God, working on our families, oh God. Our families are coming to the knowledge of the truth, oh God. They're receiving you today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are the wondrous God. You are the perfect God. You're doing the wondrous things, oh God, right now. In the name of Jesus, all across this land, oh God, we thank you for what you're doing, oh God. You're helping people, oh God, who don't know you, God. You're drawing them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Those who have stubborn spirits, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that those stubborn spirits are being removed from them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who have been put under spell by the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, we thank you, Lord, today that they are being released, oh God. Thank you for the release today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and righteous name, oh God, because you are doing those wonderful things, oh God. You're helping the people out today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name today, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Glory, 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 hallelujah, my Jesus, my Jesus.
All that's within us, oh God, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you're just working some wonderful things out today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you make the road above us, in front of us, oh God, a wonderful road to go down, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name today, oh God, because you are the mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Jesus, I say, what a mighty God we serve, oh God. You're everything to us today, oh God. Oh, my Father, we just love you today, oh God, because you are dependable, God. You are proven, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, you make a way out of no way, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for the way being made, oh God, for people to come. And you make a way of escape, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God. My God, my God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Yes, Lord. My God.
Right now, I just want everyone to come on in. We're going to, everybody wants to begin to pray for your family, pray for people who you know need Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for salvation this morning. In our world, come on in right now.
In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing, oh God. You're doing great things right now, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. 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 Yes, Lord.
Cover my son. Cover my mom and dad. I pray for their salvation, Lord God. I pray, my God, that you remove every obstacle out that way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any hindrance, Lord God. Anything that's been spoken over them that to destroy them, Jesus. I pray right now.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord God. Remove everything, Lord God. Everything in high places, Lord God. Break every chain, Lord God. Break every yoke right now in the name of Jesus. Over Denver, over Dallas right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Over my business, Lord God. Break every yoke right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every hindrance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. You're wise and generous, Lord God. Rest in Zion today, Lord God. Lord God, we know this is going to be a blessing. Everything we can ask and imagine, Lord God. Lord God, let this be the God to break through, Lord God. Let this be the Lord God that is in the name of Jesus. We're almost here, Lord God. The name is so close, Lord God. Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're almost there, Lord God. Lord God, to the spirit of completion, Lord God. Lord God, to the finish line, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that we finish everything that we started, Lord God. Lord God, just like you said, Lord God, that you will continue a good thing, Lord God. Thank you. You have started a good thing inside of us. You, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, every good thing that you started in my life, Lord God, that it be completed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every good work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It will be completed, Lord God. We know that your word is not a time void, Lord God. That's what it's set out to do, Lord God. So, Lord God, we pray you open doors, Lord God. Open doors right now in the name of Jesus, God. Open the doors of our finances right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open the doors right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open the doors of favor right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Open the doors of abundance right now in the name of Jesus, right now. Open the doors of overflow right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, open the doors of peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you renew our spirit and our minds right now. Lord God, grant us the grace, Lord God, to be steadfast and unmovable, Lord God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you do all things through Jesus Christ to strengthen us today, Lord God. We can do all things through Christ to strengthen us today, Lord God. Thank you for being our strength today, Lord God. Thank you, 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 Lord God. Thank
Thank you in the name of Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. We praise your name, God, because you are the one who takes us to victory, God. We thank you for the victory today, Lord. In the name of Christ, Father, my Father, we praise you, God. We glorify you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, today for Winston today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, draw them, God. Give them a mind to do what is right, God. In the name of Jesus, we meet the Lord. In zeal, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Janet, Lord, to meet the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help them, Lord. Help them, oh God.
Father God, in the name of
Jesus, Lord, yes, we pray for her today, oh God. Michael, Lord Jesus, those who have turned their backs on you, oh God, who feel like they don't want you anymore, God. In the name of Jesus, every prodigal son and daughter, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We praise you. We praise your name. Believe the end of your camp, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you, oh God, for joining me this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we magnify your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you're doing the work, God. You do the work today, God. Hallelujah. You work it out right now, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you. Glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Renew us, set free. Renew
us,
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, let this be the best month, Lord God, of the year, Lord God, for us, Lord God. Let this month be the month of overflow, Jesus, Lord God. Increase, Lord God. Lord God, answer prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you. Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We're calling those things that are not as if they are right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're calling those things that are not as if they are, Lord God. We are blessed and highly favored right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are blessed and highly favored. We are blessed with overflow right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are overcomers by the blood today, Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for being my redeemer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for making every crooked place straight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving me favor in every situation, Lord God. Favor in every situation, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your favor, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me favor in every situation, Lord God. Thank you for being my strong tower, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for opening doors, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for releasing my helper, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you for releasing my husband, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We calling those things that are not as if they are right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we believe in the unseen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We got faith of a month to be this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, break every curse, Lord God, every generational curse, Lord God, every hereditary curse, Lord God, anything that's been in our family for years, Lord God, is hindering us, Jesus, Lord God. Remove it today, Lord. Remove it today. Remove all procrastination right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove every stagnation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove it today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give me an anointing, Lord God, in everybody. Can see, Lord God. Give me a grace that everybody can see, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for guiding us. November the 8th, Lord God. That you're the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. Help us make good decisions, Lord God. Decisions that will prosper, Lord God. Decisions that will grow our family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God.
Jesus, Lord God.
I'm praying, Lord God, I'm speaking to you, Jesus. I'm going to speak to you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Because I need you, Lord. I need you, Jesus.
I need you,
Lord. I need you, Jesus.
One day when
I have
blood,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank God for just coming together once again to intercede on behalf of other people and to even pray for ourselves. You know, it's good to pray for yourself. A lot of times I do forget to even think about me when I'm praying for other people, but, you know, that's one thing we can do is pray for ourselves. So we're thanking God today for this time of coming together once again here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So right now, I'm just going to go ahead and we're going to read the scripture of the week, which is in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. And I just want to remind us that one of the things that we have to remember is that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the word says, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And we have to remember also that by our words we are justified, and by our words we are condemned. So even on yesterday, I remember I was talking to someone. We were chatting and goofing off and stuff, and they were saying negative stuff about me. And it's like, no, I said, no, you cannot do that. Don't talk to about me like that, even when you're joking. I mean, because words are powerful. So, you know, they were trying to be funny, but, you know, we have to let people know what you say can make a difference in your life and makes a difference in other people's lives. So Romans 4, 17 through 21, I'm reading from the Amplified, says, as it is written in Scripture, I have made you a father of many nations in the sight of him in whom he believed, that is God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. Verse 18 says, in hope against hope, Abraham believed that he would become a father of many nations as he had been promised by God. So numberless shall your descendants be. And verse 19 says, without becoming weak in faith, he considered his own body, now as good as dead for producing children, since he was about 100 years old. And he considered the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20 says, but he did not doubt or waver in belief concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and empowered by faith, giving glory to God, being fully convinced that God had the power to do what he had promised. And, you know, when you think about Abraham and his wife, my God, just to think that they were beyond the normal years of birthing children, but God spoke and let him know that they were going to have a child. And so, you know, when you look at this word and you look at the things that God has said down through the years and he has done down through the years, our faith should be increased to know that we have to speak the word of God. I'm just reiterating what we have, what we went over last week. But I just, you know, as we were going through the weekend, I was just thinking about the many things that were shared and how they were so wonderful and how they were encouraging us to really trust in God, to have faith, to believe what God said in his word. And that's one reason why I used this scripture for this week, because I just wanted to just put it more into our spirits to remember that whatever it is that you may be going through, whatever it is that the devil may be trying to do, because we know he's out there, we're not going to be ignorant of his devices. We're not going to be ignorant of what he can do and what he has the power to do. He's the prince of the power of the air. But at the same time, we have the power over him through the word of God and through our faith in God. So I was just thinking also that all of us have something in our lives that may be troublesome or may be worrying us or causing us to fret. And I was just thinking we want to write down whatever it is that's hindering you from having what you desire from the Lord. Just write it down. Just write it down and begin to pray over that particular thing. Use the word of God and speak to your body if you need healing. Speak to your family, your family. Just even speak to the demons that you see. They're demonic spirits. So we have to speak to those demons and let them know that they cannot keep our family bound. The spirit that you see speak it. Speak over that demon and tell that demon, you must go from my family. The demon of alcoholism is removed from my brother Roderick. Even now, I speak that demon of drugs is removed from my brother Roderick in the name of Jesus. You speak that thing in faith. We have this word. I mean, the word of God lets us know that even God spoke to Abraham. And the thing that he desired, it came to pass. He needed a baby. He needed a child, and God blessed him with that child, even in the old age. But he had to have faith after God spoke. So when you know the word of God and you speak that word, you have to have the faith to believe. There are times you pray for a long time. It seems like you continue to pray, but you pray and you ask God for that thing, and then you begin to thank God that that thing has come to pass. You speak it as if it is right now, just like the word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. It doesn't say by the stripes of Jesus, he's healing us. It says by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. That means that it has happened. So, you know, if you need finance, you say the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And if we need anything, all we have to do is ask. And the cattle on the thousand hills belong to the Lord. And I believe that the Lord has blessed me. I thank you that you blessed me with my business to explode. I thank you that you have blessed me that my knees are working right. I thank you that you have blessed me that my kidneys are working as they should. I thank you that you have blessed me that my husband is saved and that my wife is saved, whatever the case may be. You speak it as though it has happened already, because that's what in the spirit we know that those things are happening. We can't see them yet, but we believe by faith that those things are happening. And so I remember what Apostle Horsley said. He said, when God says something, it creates itself. So, you know, God wants us to have what we need in our lives. He wants us to know that we can depend on him. And you can make a declaration that that depression, some people are depressed even in the body of Christ, that depression has left my body, has left my mind. I thank you that I have a sound mind. I thank you that my mind is clear, that I'm able to think, and that I have the spirit of joy. I thank God for the spirit of joy. Speak that thing that may not be what you see right now, but speak it because you know that God already has done it. And there are times we just need to catch up to what God has done for us, you know, in the spirit realm. So you have to just believe that God has already worked those things out in the spirit realm. If you've got some people may have to go to court, you thank God that even speak to the angels and say, angels, I believe that you will be there. I send the angels. I ask the angels to be in the courtroom, and that the favor is for me, that God has favored me in the courtroom, that God has given me a release in the courtroom, whatever it might be. Somebody showed me a traffic ticket they had yesterday, and they could go to court, and God can bless them. That traffic ticket can be annulled. It could be where it's not very expensive. I've seen God do that for me, where I had a traffic ticket. I was speeding. I was really going fast. Don't know what happened to me. I was just speeding down the road one day. I was on my way. I was living in Jacksonville, and I was headed to Atlanta. And, oh, this is what happened. I needed to go to the restroom. So I just was flying down the road, and actually I was in a construction zone, and that's a really bad zone to be speeding. So the policeman stopped me and gave me a ticket. And the ticket was really, I think it was about $500. It's like, what? So anyway, you know, many times we have to pay for what we do. But, you know, of course we prayed about it, and I petitioned the judge to reduce it, and he did reduce it. So I didn't have to pay the $500. I had to pay, but it was less than the $500, which was a savings to me. So you have to, you know, thank the Lord in advance that he is working those things out. You speak that thing, Lord, I need you to help me with this ticket that I got. I ask you, I know that I was wrong. Admit that you were wrong, because I certainly was wrong. I was, you know, not doing the law. That was against the law to be going down the road so fast. And so I did ask the Lord to have mercy upon me, and so he did. So you have to believe when you speak. He says that we have to have faith. And it's impossible to please the Lord if you don't have the faith. When you speak something, don't nullify it by talking negatively about it. We have to know that our words really make a difference in a lot of things. I mean, every morning, I'm telling you, I get up and I'm making confession. I'm speaking the word of God, and I'm thanking God for just giving me favor. I don't know where the favor's coming from or when I would need the favor, but I just speak that word,
And I see God is doing some favorable things for me. I mean, just it's just beautiful when you know that the word of God is for you. The word of God is for me. The word of God is for every person who is in the body of Christ. The Lord has given us that. God has given us the words that we need to speak. And we need to speak those words and believe those words. The key is believing what you say, believing God's word. You know, you can't just be lax and say, yeah, I think God is going to help me. Well, you got doubt when you say, I think. I know God is helping me. I know God has brought this thing to pass. Speaking those things that God can do for you, that he has done for you. He has given us a power with our tongue. Our tongue is very powerful. Now, just remember, sometimes we hear about families where the parents are speaking negatively about their children or to their children, and then those things manifest as these children get older. But I thank God that my mother and my dad, they spoke good things for us. They told us positive things. They encouraged us, and we turned out just fine. I mean, we had our stumbling blocks during the course of our lives, but the Lord has blessed my family, my sisters and my brother, and we see that the parents speak into the children's life in a positive way, and those things make a difference as the child develops, as the child grows older, and they remember those things that those parents spoke to them. And even when the Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go, and when he gets older, he would not turn from it, or he'll, you know what the word has said to them. They would not depart from it. So, you know, speak into your children's lives. And even when your children are older, you can still speak into their lives. And I'm just thanking God even for my daughters. I speak about speaking those things and praying. You know, these prayers that we're praying, these are words of life. These are words that will help us. Because Jamila, she was looking for a job she had not worked in Celeste was 13, maybe 12 or 13 years. She hadn't worked in the public school, in the private sector or away from her house. She was homeschooling her children. And so a lot of times people see where you're not working with other people in the company or anything, and that's a negative. But God gave her wisdom on what to say. She had everything in order when she went there to do her interviews, and she had a couple of offers. And she chose the one, and God blessed her at the very end that she, after she had accepted a good offer at a good school, but the best offer that she had was to work in the same school with her children. And it's a Christian school, and it's closer to where this to her home than the other place. And so, you know, I'm just saying this because when you believe God, pray over your family, pray with your family, pray for your family, your friends, yourself, and know that God is working those things out. God is doing some things in your life. I mean, I know that God has done a lot of things for many of us on this prayer line. And many times we come and we give those testimonies, and we thank God for, you know, just the fact that he has done so many great things down through the years. And many times he'll show you things, and you have an opportunity even to pray and ask God for mercy on certain things that may be coming in the future. And you can do that too. God has given different ones different gifts. And so you have a gift of prophecy, or you may have a gift of interpretation. You may have whatever gift God has given you. Use those gifts for the glory of God, because you're going to be speaking what God has shown you. He's shown you in his word. He shows you in dreams sometimes, as he does me. There are times I've had dreams, and there was a disaster that was supposed to happen. When I was in Seattle, in the Seattle area, there was a bridge that was going to fall. I didn't know that it was going to be in the area where I live. But we came that Monday, and we prayed about that, and we asked God to protect. And so those words that we spoke, God protected that when the bridge fell. There were some people on the bridge. They fell in the water, but nobody died. And those people didn't know that we prayed for them, and we didn't know that they were the people we were praying for. But when God deposits something in your spirit, he shows you something, you speak those things that you know God can do. So somebody even, they were on the news and they were saying that was a miracle that nothing happened. I mean, that they didn't die, that they all survived after this bridge fell. I think it was on I-5. So, you know, what I'm saying is that your words, these prayers, your supplication to the Lord, your declarations make a difference. Your declarations are what God wants. He says that
And when you decree a thing, the word of God shall be established and the light of God shall shine upon your way. So you're believing God that those things that you're saying are come to pass, they have come to pass, that they are manifest, and we shall see those things as we get to that point where God would have us to see them. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for your word. I pray, God, today that we have received something from what has been shared today, oh, God. I pray, God, today that you seal these words with your blood, oh, God, and that each and every one of us will just have improvement in our faith and begin to speak those things that we know that you can and will do. I thank you, Lord, today that we will have the faith, oh, God, as we go further in our lives, oh, God, and even for our families, oh, God, we're believing for the best for them, too. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So right now what I want is for us to come in, and those of us who, even from last week, whatever has been said concerning speaking the word of God, I want you to share something that you received from the words that have been spoken concerning this speaking God's word. Amen.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
Just if you've been encouraged with the word of God, or if there's something that you picked up from what has been shared concerning speaking the word of God.
Oh, today, okay.
Seen God?
No.
Yeah.
I just really appreciate, this is Chris, I just really appreciate when you were saying, like, you know, speak things that are not as if they are. And that was just something, like, I've been studying this week already on, you know, just keeping that the word in your mind, you know, that's our battle, like that's our ammunition. So just, I was just thinking that, I mean, I was studying that same scripture earlier this week, actually yesterday, about speaking things or not, because I'm just trying to keep myself just with so much word inside of me. So I was just really just focusing on that. For you to say that again, just show me that I'm on the same page, same accord, and I just thank God for that.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Chris. God bless you. And keep on keeping on, Sister.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I just thank God that on yesterday when, day Tuesday, well, on Sunday when I attended church, I ran into this brother I hadn't seen in a long time since the pandemic and stuff. And so he was telling me about this guy that he was in the store getting ready to pay for gas. So he, on his way out, he just touched the brother on the shoulder and said, "Good morning, brother, how are you?" And he said, just from him saying, "Good morning, brother, how are you?" He just spoke a word into his heart. And so when he got through paying for his gas, the brother was standing outside the service station. And he said, he had his hands in a prayerful mode, you know, looking up into God. And he said, you're praying. He said, yeah, because when you touched me on my shoulder, it just gave me, you know, that lifting and encouragement to, you know, that, you know, he started thinking about God and stuff like that. And so he said that made him feel good just only by touching that guy. So we don't never know what somebody is going through, what they're thinking about doing, you know, in life and stuff like that. What, just a kind gesture, just a kind word will, you know, put people in a prayerful mode and be thankful and be grateful, you know, and stuff, and how it can really help them. And so when I got to church, you know, he was telling me about this, and he said when he did that for that brother, and then I told him some things about, you know, what had happened to me. He said, "You see how, you know, what I spoke, what this gesture that he just did for this guy, and then I came along and gave him words of encouragement." And so it's just like God, you know, never blesses us to keep the blessing to ourselves, whether it's a, you know, blessing of praise and worship, encouragement or whatever. He blesses us to share that with somebody else. Share the good news and just share a kind word. Hallelujah. Just telling them that, you know, God loved you today, or whatever the Holy Spirit put on your mind to say. You know, just reach out to somebody. Just smile. Just smile. And so that just put me, you know, and, you know, just know that God is, you know, always doing something behind the scenes for us all. And some things we don't know and some things we do know. So I just appreciate God just for that, you know, I gave him what he gave out and he gave the other guy. So it's something that just keeps on moving, keeps on going. God is a moving entity. And, you know, he never sits still. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. And so I just thank God just for that. Those are encouraging words on that that Sunday when we were outside talking before church started Sunday. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. God bless you. Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
This morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I just thank God so much for that word. It's just so powerful to look at what God has done, even in my life over the years, how he's just blessed me because of the spoken word that I've spoke over my life and how I believe that my parents are those that that knew the Lord has spoken over my life for such a time as this. And I thank God for where he has me at with the prayer of praise and deliverance this morning. I thank God for over maybe nearly 2.5 years ago, how I began to speak for this debt cancellation with SS, as God knew my heart. He knew I was retiring. And when this came up unexpectedly in the pandemic that I owed all this money, but I kept speaking the word of debt cancellation. I said, God, do this thing. Cancel this debt. How can I, be restful at night with this debt over my head? I mean, I had so many people praying, and God did the work. He canceled the debt just as we prayed, canceled all that debt. It took 2.5 years, but it's done because of the spoken word. I declared it, debt cancellation, that this would be no more. It was time that I went to sleep on it, and then I woke back up on it, and went to sleep on it, and woke back up. But God did the work, and his timing. So I just thank God for that word this morning.
Amen. Thank you, sister. God bless you.
Thank you.
And I just want to interject. I know somebody else may have to say. When you have faith, Satan cannot stop your blessing.
Right.
When you have faith, Satan cannot stop your blessing. Go ahead, I think Apostle Leslie, I can hear your voice.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you about the word of God. This is where it gave us the power, the ability to create things. I'm feeling real bad this morning, and I said, it's a little bit late getting on the line, but the word, just the word, they let it start creating the atmosphere. And just sitting and listening and participating in one accord. But he said to give you power to create things, and it comes to pass, as the Bible says, if you spoke it, it will come to pass. The pain that started leaving out the body, the soreness started leaving. I thank God for that creative power that he gave to all of us that believe in him to speak in those things and call those things and not as all of us. It's a power because he's a living God. Constantly living in, and even we go to places in our presence, it's gone, and when they hear the salutation of your voice, the Spirit of God begin to move and begin to fix things. I thank God that he uses this power of prayer, hallelujah, God, that we can just begin to minister off to each other, those that come to the archives, the power of God, and that God is moving in a special way, especially at this time when there's so much chaos going on in the world. We're able to speak things, we want the school bus, our children, marriages, everything. And it's not that we're not beaten here. God wants us to come back to the broadcast and be able to testify these things. I just thank God for the word this morning. We have the power to create it. We speak it and it becomes so. We just had this great witness for the death cancellation. Another thing that once we confess that word, it's coming out. I'm still waiting for God to manifest that $13 million. Hallelujah to God, because it's been out there. It's been out there. Hallelujah to God. And as soon as the time is right, I know he's going to do it because he's faithful and true. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning.
Okay.
Sister Lucinda here. And Pastor Darlene, I just love that you said you told people don't speak about you in such a way, or your neighbor, otherwise I do the same thing, like with my sister or anyone. They'll say, "Oh, well, we'll worry us." Like, do not use those words in my in around me. And then I also would like to say that also my I like to believe that I'm living my life as a ministry and a witness to others, because I know that we can bind and rebuke Satan from any and bind and rebuke fear. And recently I was traveling abroad and I had so many miracle signs and wonders, and I speak to people in my in the way that I live in my ministry all the time. Someone will say, "How are you doing, Lucinda?" I said, "Miracle signs and wonders," and I'll give them a demonstration. Like when I was over in another country and my passport came up missing, and then, of course, here comes TSA for both countries, and they said, "Ma'am, we'd just like to see what's going on here," and I said, "Well, my passport came out missing," and I reported it as such. And they said, "Well, we don't know how you did this, but we usually hold people over for the embassy. We're going to put you on a plane to America and let you take care of it there." And I was so overjoyed. It was so beautiful. And that's just one of the
signs. Hallelujah.
So hallelujah. Thank you all. And this fellowship is just a miracle sign of wonder for me too. Thank you all so much. I love you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Lucinda, for sharing that. Praise God. Praise God. That's just another demonstration of God just working in our favor. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Anybody else with something you want to share today? Okay. Well, we thank God for today. We thank God for all that he has done. It's marvelous in our eyes. We continue to keep our faith and trust in the Lord because he is a faithful God. And let me see this. I want to do this one more verse, scripture, that speaks to what I just shared. It's Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." That's the King James Version. When you pray, and so that means we need to be praying. So we're going to keep these prayers going. We're going to keep on trusting in the Lord. We're going to have that faith to believe that we shall receive what God has spoken in his word and what we need in our lives, because he wants us to have the best. He doesn't want us just to be dragging around and not having what we need, even the healing that needs to take place. We thank God for that too, because God, I said in his word that he's a healer. He said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." So we thank God today for that. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject that word and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree that we will come and give God praise because we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and them who are the called according to his purpose. I decree today that we have been given power to get wealth, and we're in a wealthy place today. And I decree that the blessings of the Lord make us rich and add no sorrow to it. And we will continue to resist that devil, and he will flee. He flees from us because we have God on our side. I decree that we will seek the face of God, and I decree today that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man, and that we're walking in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I want you all to know that I truly do love you, that I'm grateful that you love me, and that you love yourself. You love your family, your friends, and your foes, and your loving people into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. So I thank God today that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts shall be acceptable in the sight of the Lord our God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. So go and have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing here, even though there are other ministries all around the world, but we're doing a wonderful thing here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I make a declaration that everything that you have sown into this ministry shall be multiplied. And I want it to be multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.